This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. But we shall be back tomorrow. We'll talk about living in a communist state and how well that's going at this point in time. Gonna get to a bunch of emails. Trump, I still think, might stop over in Cuba. Oh, gosh. All that, hippos, and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I just want to begin here, and I want you to remember something. In the end, they're all just thieves. I played it for you at the end of last hour, but I'll play it again right now. This specifically is about Ilhan Omar, but it goes so far beyond Ilhan Omar. It even goes beyond foreigners. It's how evil people use power. When evil, soulless people with no morals get power, they loot. They pillage. It's what they do. It's not hard to figure out what happened here.
One of our spending bills making its way through Congress was a $1 million earmark from Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, which was an earmark that was supposedly going to a substance abuse clinic, which actually happened to be housed in a restaurant and run by three individuals that share the same residential address, according to their IRS paperwork. Tons of red flags.
We get what's going on there. They're just looting. If you're Ilhan Omar, why go to Congress? To loot, to pillage. But it's not just that kind of illicit stuff. This headline just, man. Do you live in California? Mad about gas prices? They've gone up for everybody, but in California, I mean, you can't even afford to drive now. This is from Town Hall. California makes more per gallon of gas in taxes than oil companies do in profit. California makes more per gallon of gas in taxes than oil companies do in profit. They're just thieves. This is a Democrat, by the way, governor candidate.
This state's unaffordable. We have the highest gas prices in the United States of America. We have the highest utility costs in the continental United States and the highest home prices. It happened under our watch. I'm the only candidate willing to say that. This wasn't because of Donald Trump. This was because of policies that we created that have made it impossible for people to afford this state.
And that's why he doesn't have a chance. Because there are no more breaks. There are no more breaks. No more guardrails. No more bumpers at the bowling alley in a Democrat-controlled area because of the radicalization of the Democrat Party. It is all gas, no brakes, baby. Headline, Massachusetts Democrats pushing to limit how much you can drive your own car. It may not pass this time. It will next time. It will eventually. Did you see in Virginia? The purple state of Virginia just got done having a Republican governor. They're about to pass a ban on semi-automatic weapons. All gas, no brakes. If you're in a blue area and you can, get out. Get out. There's no holding these people back. Jesse, the way you're going, you're going to be filling Rush Limbaugh's shoes in short time. He says, anyways, how could you explain how in the state of Florida, since they're cutting all the taxes and stuff, how does a state without taxes make ends meet? Okay, let's talk. They all get their taxes in the end. Somehow, some way. that some states do it a lot better than others. But somehow, some way, they're going to find a way to tax you. When I first got to Texas, when I first moved to Texas, I remember I was so excited. I called my dad because I had previously lived in Virginia for a year. And they had, I think it was like a 6% state tax. Don't quote me on that, but it was high. It was high. On top of the federal taxes, it was a lot. I'm talking about income tax. Well, I moved to Texas. Here in Texas, there is no state income tax. The state income tax is zero. Nothing. It's great. Call my dad. My dad always had this way of waking you up to reality. I call my dad. I said, "Dad, isn't it awesome? No state income tax here." And he said, "Yeah. What's your property tax bill look like?" I said, "Why do you have to do that, Dad? Why do you have to bring me? Why do you have to bring me back to reality? The property taxes here are backbreaking. Absolutely backbreaking. You can't." People who live in states with normal property taxes don't understand. There are, in some cases, your mortgage doubles to pay the property taxes in the state of Texas. All states get their taxes. You want states with the lowest taxes humanly possible. That's one. Two, taxes in this country, because nothing ends up being even, really. Taxes, it's just a matter of where you want the tax burden to fall and who you want the tax burden to fall on. It's going to fall on somebody. Trust me, government's going to get theirs, all of them. Jesse, if you could go back to any period of time, oh, was this Ask Dr. Jesse Friday? What is this? If you could go back to any period of time as 18-year-old Jesse and contain all the knowledge that is known up to this point, what time period would you go back to? I would need air conditioning. What, Chris? What? I can't want... What? Chris said, why not mild weather? California would be great in the 1500s. Do you want to go fight a bunch of hostile Indian tribes in the 75-degree weather, Chris? Okay. Well, I'm sorry, buddy. I don't feel like getting roasted over an open fire, so you'll have to forgive me if I don't want to go back to the 1500s in America and go to war with the Indian tribes. I'm going to need air conditioning. I think the 1920s would be for me. I think the 1920s... United States of America. That's the sweet spot. Hey, Jesse, we aren't going to deport the illegals. The elections aren't going to be secured. No, man, this guy's having a heavy time. No one in power will be held to account for the crimes they've committed. The dollar's losing value with gold over 5,000 an ounce. What should we do? First of all, I complained last night that deportations were going down, and that complaint is still valid. We are still deporting illegals. We are deporting illegals. Do not dismiss that. Also, illegal immigration has completely stopped. Also, legal immigration, not talking about the horrible H-1B visa crap, which Trump still loves, which is ridiculous, but I'm talking about all the ridiculous asylum claims and refugee claims. All these claims that end up having, well, we need 100,000 more people from Iraq. Those have completely stopped. We are getting good immigration things done. We are getting more deportations than we've ever had. We have stopped the import of more people than we ever had before, probably in your lifetime, depending on how old you are. It's not nothing. It's not everything we want, but it's not nothing. As for elections being secured, well, they are going to great lengths right now to secure those elections. It's the non-sexy, nerdy political detail stuff, but did you know the Trump DOJ is suing a bunch of blue states because the blue states will not send their voter rolls into the federal government? They won't open up the books and say, hey, who is voting in your elections? Are dead people voting in your elections? Who is voting? These blue states have said, no, we're not showing you. Well, why do you think that is? You know why that is. Communists cheat in elections. Any Democrat state, any Democrat-controlled area is going to have cheating in the elections. These lawsuits are going through as we speak. They are trying to clean up the voter rolls. They're trying to clean up the census. I don't want you to take this as a raw little pep talk. It's not what it's meant to be. You can say, I'm not getting enough. You can say, I don't like this. I don't like that. They're backing off of this. This hasn't been done. You can say all those things. They're all valid, and you're a free citizen. You can complain about any freaking thing you want. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. But what you cannot say, at least you can't say it accurately, is we haven't gotten anything. That's simply not true. That is simply not true. We have gotten things, and it is significantly better than it was when these people were in charge.
I will say you are quite right. There are many more prosecutions with respect to the blocking of the abortion centers, but that is generally because they are those actions are taken in with photography at the time during the daylight.
We had a communist that attorney general arresting pro-lifers as fast as he could and making sure Democrats stayed out of jail. We don't have that anymore. You can say, I don't like the attorney general now, didn't like Bondi, whatever. It's better than Garland. Sometimes, hey, look, in this political life, that's all you got a lot of the times. At least you have Pure Talk. At least you're saving a fortune on your mobile plan. I mean, you have switched to Pure Talk. You're surely not still paying Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You remember that recent dust-up where we find out the major cell phone carriers were willingly handing over all the information to the communists and the government? It's weird. I didn't hear Pure Talk's name mentioned. Every time I hear about Pure Talk, I find out they're giving back to another veterans group. They're helping veterans back on their feet. I hear about how Pure Talk's hiring Americans as every other corporation is outsourcing American jobs as fast as humanly possible. Switch to Pure Talk, save a fortune. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Jesse. Wouldn't it be awesome if Trump, 20 minutes before leaving office, pardoned everyone who voted for him in any past or present or future federal elections? There's been some discussions recently because they asked Trump about it. What are you going to do pardon-wise before you leave? And Trump said, I'm going to pardon everybody who works for me. And that caused a little bit of a stink in commie circles. He can't do that. He can't do that. And then people on the right said, well, I mean, Biden did that. Biden pardoned everybody, including his son, after he promised he wouldn't pardon his son. And I want to rewind again back to the Biden administration. And I know there were presidents who did this kind of stuff a little bit before, but we hadn't seen anything like it under the Biden administration when the communists, they took all their judicial power and they just opened up a complete war against Republicans, against Trump, against people who worked for Trump, against pro-lifers, against, you name it. It wasn't just federal, state, local. If you were a Democrat and you had, you know, a DA position, you just waged war on Republicans and tried to throw them in prison as fast as possible while also trying to protect as many criminals as possible. This is what happens in every communist-run country. And you remember at that time, I said, and I'm sure you were saying as well, this is terrible because this genie probably doesn't go back in the lamp. Once you open that up, once that becomes an option, then it's always going to be viewed as an option going forward. Once you're the first one to cross that line, then the next guy will cross that line, and then the next guy will cross that line, and the next guy will cross that line. It's just, that's the way political power has always worked. We've talked before about how crossing the Rubicon and Sulla in Rome with an army marching on Rome and then Caesar marching on Rome. And remember how old Rome was by the time this stuff came about. Old, ancient even. And that stuff had never been done. And then you look at it, and in the span of 50 years, 100 years, it seemed like everyone did it. All of a sudden, everyone was doing it. Once one guy does it, once one guy does the thing you shall not do, it just becomes a thing that is now a thing forever. Once the communists in the Biden DOJ, Lisa Monaco, and those people. And remember, we know now the Biden White House, this is all confirmed. I don't care how mad your liberal Aunt Peggy gets. The Biden White House was coordinating with Fannie Willis's office when they were trying to throw Trump in prison in Georgia. Once the Democrat Party at a federal level decides to pull out all the stops and throw their political opponents in prison. They bragged about all the January 6ers they threw in prison. They threw pro-lifers in prison. They tried to throw Donald Trump in prison. Once that just became Democrat politics, because you know that's what that is now. That's just Democrat politics. They're telling you already.
What does a Project 2029 agenda look like for you?
I don't think you can speak of it in shorthand, but I'll just say a couple of things that I think are absolutely necessary. One is we've got to restore the rule of law, and that means holding people accountable who've broken the law. I'm talking about in this administration, when we get a new one, the people in this administration who've broken the law and federal agents who've broken the law need to be held accountable.
And that means criminally prosecuted.
Criminally prosecuted, civilly prosecuted, you know, whatever it is that we can do.
So to be clear, the next president, whether it's President Newsom or someone else you think needs to elevate the debate, but also ensure accountability, legal accountability for anyone who broke the law.
Yeah, it's behest. Yeah, I think you have to knit that back and you have to do both because you by definition are doing both. It's not weaponizing grievance. It's not pursuing retribution in the spirit that defines Trump and Trumpism. It's not about vengeance in that respect. It's not that. It's simply about accountability, that the chips fall where they may.
They're going to do it again. And that means, since they already did it last time, and they're all saying on camera they intend to do it again, if you're Donald Trump, to be honest, you owe it to the people who work for you to give them all preemptive pardons on your way out the door. And I think that's an awful way to be as a country. I think it's awful that we have such abuse of the presidential pardon power. I think it's awful that we have to preemptively pardon our people. And I'll be honest, I've told you this before, if there's fraud in the Trump administration, and I assume there's some in there somewhere, I want the fraudsters in the Trump administration prosecuted as well. I'm big on government fraud. You know, that's big time for me. I want government fraudsters pardoned as bad as murderers. To use your position in government to enrich yourself in some way, commit fraud in some way is really a high evil for me. You have to pardon them all because the communists have already said we're going to arrest them. Now, have you seen the other bad part of that? Trump says he's leaving. He's going to pardon everybody who works for him preemptively. Okay? Can you see a potential problem coming? I can. Hang on. We'll talk about it.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't
shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So, have you thought about the negative part about all the preemptive pardons? Let's walk through this. Walk with me here. Just one of these long-term future predictions that's fun slash horrifying to think about. I think anybody listening understands, I'm sure you understand, that there is a Democrat bloodlust now when it comes for people on the right. You remember the Democrat reaction after Charlie Kirk died? Some just openly celebrated it. The other ones gave some version of, well, you kind of had it coming. That's what you get. There's a desire, a deep, deep desire now on the left to hurt people on the right. They want them hurt. I've played this again twice tonight. I'll only play the beginning of it. But J.B. Pritzker, you're sitting down doing an interview. It's years before 2028. You're already talking about arresting your political opponent.
What does a Project 2029 agenda look like for you?
I don't think you can speak of it in shorthand, but I'll just say a couple of things that I think are absolutely necessary. One is we've got to restore the rule of law, and that means holding people accountable who've broken the law. I'm talking about in this administration, when we get a new one, the people in this administration who've broken the law and federal agents who've broken the law need to be held accountable.
And that means criminally prosecuted.
Criminally prosecuted, civilly prosecuted.
Why's he saying that? Does he want to do that? Is that a burning desire for him? I don't know. I doubt that. Why is he saying it? Because he has read the poll numbers and he knows that's what Democrat voters will demand. There is a bloodlust now with the average Democrat. They want you hurt. They want you hurt badly. They are demanding that of their political leaders. That's why every single one of them runs to the camera now and keeps talking about impeachment and arrests and impeachment and arrests over and over and over again. That's what the Democrat voter wants. So Democrat politicians feel they have to deliver that to them. Back to the Trump pardon. What if Donald Trump, and I'm sure he will, pardons everyone in his administration, a preemptive pardon? You're all pardoned, can't prosecute you. Okay. Well, someone's got to go to jail. The Democrat voter, they're not going to be calmed down because of a couple pardons. If Pete Hegseth can't go to jail, Kristi Noem can't go to jail, Stephen Miller can't go to jail, Caroline Leavitt can't go to jail, well, does your liberal Aunt Peggy seem like the type who's just going to say, oh, well, guess we can't send anyone. Let's go home. No. She's going to say loudly, okay, so who is going to jail? All right. Well, what are they going to do? They keep bringing up ICE agents. These ICE agents, we've had everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry Democrat in the country has come out and talked about arresting, imprisoning ICE agents. We're hiring more and more ICE agents every day. They're working very hard to try to rid this country of all the scum we've brought in. What if Donald Trump thinks to himself, oh gosh, all right, well, here's a blanket pardon, every ICE agent. Good, good, good. I hope he does. Good, sounds good. Well, they're just going to keep working their way down until they find a group of Republican heads they can deliver on a platter to the Democrat voter. The next group of Democrats who take power, they will understand full well they must, politically, they must deliver someone's head on a platter. Remember that story about John the Baptist? Someone's got to go. Whose head are you bringing me? Somebody. I have a platter here. Here's a platter. I need a head on it. Can someone bring me a... I don't care whose head it is. Somebody get me a head, would you say, Chris? Jewish producer Chris, of course, doesn't know the story of John the Baptist. Chris, I can't educate you on the New Testament every time it comes up, all right? Go read your Bible. Stop it. Anyway, the Democrat voter has already told their politicians that. That's why Gavin Newsom talks about it. Pritzker talks, all of them, Adam Schiff, you name it. The Democrat voter is going to demand that head. If Trump keeps pardoning people on the way out the door, and I hope he does, not complaining about it, well, that just means the head is going to get lower and lower and lower ranking. They're going to deliver somebody's head. I promise you that. Somebody is getting head. Jesse, is it time we go back to isolationism? And are we capable economically of doing without the rest of the world? Seems like historically we have in the past. There will be never, ever such a thing going forward as complete economic isolationism. That is not something that will ever exist. And it's hard to ever find examples like that in history of it really ever existing. I know about some, I'm not even talking about some backwards tribe on a Hawaiian island or something like that. But historically, when you have borders, when you are next to somebody, you will eventually figure out, hey, you make these. I like those. Hey, we make these. You like these? We should trade. We'll give you some of our stuff and we'll take some of your stuff. That's just an economic reality. Now, you can despise the complete globalization of economics, and in a lot of ways I do, while understanding complete and total isolationism is not something that's realistic, and it shouldn't even, frankly, be something that is desired. That's not realistic. Now, that said, you should be, as a country, you should be a country that makes more things. That's what you should be. You want to be able to make things for a variety of reasons. One of those reasons is in an emergency situation, a war situation, let's call it what it is, you want to be able to, if you have to batten down the hatches, make all the stuff or at least most of the stuff you need in-house. We have to start getting back to that. A lot of people who don't really follow economics because it gets nerdy and confusing woke up one day and started reading headlines like 90% of our pharmaceuticals are made in China. Our number one geopolitical enemy produces 90% of the pharmaceuticals. One, how did we get there? And two, how are we going to fix that? Because right now, we've got a blockade going. That's already causing tension with China. Chinese oil, Chinese flagships, we're going to work it out. I believe it'll be fine. But we're always having tensions with the country that makes 90% of the pharmaceutical products in the country. Economic isolationism, total economic isolationism, it's not something even possible, nor is it desired, but even if you do desire it, it's not something even possible. But we have to bring American manufacturing back here. You want to be the country that makes things. Make things and sell those things to the world. Make things and sell those things to the world. And we were always so good at that because we have great people. We have great resources. We have a great education system. We could always do that, and we lost that by piecemealing out the American economy to every foreign nation. That we need to get back. All right. Do you have a business of any size, large, medium, or small? How many insurance brokers do you have? How many different insurance policies? It's not just one, is it? It's not just business insurance. You have to have insurance for this, an insurance for that, a policy here, a policy for that. Now, how tailor-made for you and your business are the insurance policies? They're not, are they? You gave them some kind of a value. They just slammed some blanket policy on you. You don't have any idea where you're underinsured, and you are somewhere. You don't have any idea where you're overinsured, and you are somewhere. You're paying for something you don't need. How about one broker? One stop shop. They'll find you the right policies. They'll work it all out. You have to deal with one super company, one super agency, one person. Go to supersure.com/Jesse. That's your spot. They'll even give you a full report on your current policies with no obligation. That's going to be eye-popping for you. supersure.com/Jesse. All your policies in one place. Paid for by Supersure Insurance Agency, LLC, a licensed insurance agency.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show, but we'll be back tomorrow on Up Day. I look forward to finding out what Daniel Turner knows about this California gubernatorial candidate. One that I'm kind of giving the old side eye to. I'm suspicious. I'm very suspicious. Eric Swalwell, he was making some noise in that California primary. And then all of a sudden, every woman on the planet came forward and said, Eric Swalwell abused me. Eric Swalwell did. They're even running stories about it on CBS.
Now dropped out of the governor's race and resigned from Congress. Is that justice in your view?
No, it's just the beginning. It's just the very beginning. And I know personally that we're not walking away from this fight.
For me, justice won't be until he can't ever harm a woman ever again. And he has faced the consequences for the women that he has harmed.
Maybe those women were harmed. Maybe they weren't. I don't have any idea. I'm not going to make any statements on that. How would I know? But it does all seem a bit sudden, doesn't it? Eric Swalwell's been a known dirtball for many years. You and I both knew that he had some kind of a thing with a Chinese spy. It's not like it was just the interns. Apparently it was every woman who was willing. Eric Swalwell was out there. Yet now, of all times, it all comes out. Even the media's running with it. Huh. That's interesting, isn't it? Colombia authorizes the use of euthanasia to stop the spread of Pablo Escobar's hippos. I don't have any idea why this story has always made me laugh, that Pablo Escobar was one of the richest men in the world by dealing cocaine. And just everyone knew that's what he did. And he made it, I think he was on the Forbes top 10. I think it was number 8, but he was on the Forbes top 10, one of the richest men in the world, selling drugs. And he had so much money that he just ran out of things to do with it. And he liked exotic animals. So he started buying animals from Africa and bringing them into Colombia. And those, of course, included hippos. Hippos are famously one of the most dangerous animals on the planet. Very territorial, very short-tempered. Very powerful jaws. You do not want to find yourself, in fact, fast, I should note, way faster than you think. They can move. You don't want to find yourself in the path of a hippo. So Pablo Escobar brings a bunch of them in. Turns out that tropical environment in Colombia, it works for them. They start doing what animals do. They're breeding. And now they're out of control. I think it's, I don't know why I find it to be so entertaining. It's just funny. What, Chris? Chris said, why get hippos? Why not a lion? Dude, I think he had lions too. Oh, I hope you don't think it was just hippos, buddy. No, no, he went all in. He went full National Geographic. He brought it all in. These drug dealers are wild, man. Hey, Jesse, nothing mortifies my daughter more than if I ever have a cigar. They treat me like I'm the spawn of Satan with leprosy. Morally reprehensible, highly contagious, smelly, worthy of their scorn. The schools have put the fear of God into them about tobacco. I think that's probably a good thing that our kids don't like tobacco. But I also feel like as a man, I should be allowed, it's not like if it's every night or something like that. that I should be able to go back in my backyard, not doing it at the daycare or something, although I don't know why I'd be at a daycare. That would be weird. But I'm not doing it around a bunch of kids or women or something like that. I should be allowed to go back there and light up a cigar without having all the little comments. Really, Dad? Dad, that's terrible for you. Dad, why do I have to endure this from my own sons? It's not right, Chris. Jesse, would you ever consider being a history teacher for a school, maybe after retirement? I don't know what kind of school would allow me to tell history the way I like to tell history. What, Chris? Chris said guest lecturer at a college. Chris, what college is going to allow me even on the campus, let alone have access to the young developing minds? There's no college that's going to allow me within 500 feet of the little commies they're trying to train out there. That's never going to happen. What? Chris said Arizona. I'm not an alumni of Arizona, moron. Ob is an alumni of Arizona. I did go to the campus, though, and I supported the alumni event. You know what? You didn't think about this. Why not just lie? No one verifies anything. How hard is it to print a diploma? I bet you can do that in 5 minutes, Chris. Print me an Arizona diploma. I'll apply to be a professor. They're probably going to want some background check stuff, which who knows how that's going to come up. We'll take our chances.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Vance says the U.S. made progress in peace talks, but the ball is in Iran's courts. I guess we shall see. Donald Trump doesn't sound like he's done yet.
Cuba's been a terribly run country for a long time. It's got a bad system. It's been very oppressive, as you know. And they were treated very badly. In many cases, family members have been killed. They've been beaten up and mugged and like terrible things happened in Cuba. And Cuba's a failing nation. And we're going to do this. And we may stop by Cuba after we're finished with this. But Cuba is a nation that was just been horribly run for many years by Castro.
I don't know that we have to stop by Cuba right away. Why don't we come home for a little bit first? Trump administration wants the new Fed chair in place as soon as possible. It'll be interesting if inflation continues to uptick, if it's even possible for the next Fed chair to reduce interest rates. There's going to be some huge nerdy economic battle coming. If inflation keeps going up, the next Fed chair is going to make Trump mad, and that'll just be, well, you know how Trump's going to handle that. He'll hire someone and fire someone in about a day. Anyway, we shall return tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.